Good morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Today's theme we are calling Unawakened as a Concept. So rest back in reality. Take a breath. There is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here that is listening. Supreme Spirit alone is. So follow a breath in. And being aware of a breath going out, let go of mind, letting go, resting back, and aware again of a breath coming in to the body, filling the lungs. And then relaxing as the flow gently leaves the body. Just relax and be aware that this flow that we call breathing is just happening, and you are aware of it. You are not a doer. Be as you truly are, empty, empty, leaving the thoughts, leaving the feelings, leaving sensations, just being present. So you're leaving I, you're leaving I am. You're leaving God, and you're leaving consciousness, just being empty, the fullness and completeness of empty, just being. There is only you. God awareness here and now. Since before time, you were present, and you are the only presence here and now. Having a form or a name does not make you a person, nor does it make any other form what it has been labeled. And when the term you is used, it is you, God awareness, communing with itself. Take a breath. Be still. So today, I thought we would take a look at something that we all have had or are still having the experience of. And that is having had to deal with the thoughts and feelings of beings with what we have called or are still calling unconscious are unawakened people. Okay. So we can have these experiences of dealing with them, perhaps in a workplace, or perhaps with clerks in the stores, or customers in the stores, or friends, or family. And sometimes it can seem to be quite difficult with the family, when it is the family. Because it's just as we have done before coming into awareness, we've done this ourselves, they like to tell their stories, right? They like to rehash old memories or get into a drama stories. But it is a conditioning and a habit that makes our stories seem as if they are real. Okay. So their stories seem very real to them. Because they have seemed very real to us. And often they may be asking for help in fixing some problems or urging you to take their side against someone else. Or like us, they may just want to vent something. And all of that sounds very legit, and it's someone correct. Right? But let's recognize deeply that there are no persons out there, either unawakened or awakened. There are no persons to be awakened, right? So one of the very first spiritual recognitions we are to understand is that there is only one. There's not two, not one and a half, just the one essence that is all that can be present. Never anything else. Let's take that in. There is never a person present. Next, we needed to understand that we needed to seek nothing. There is nothing for us to gain. There is nothing for us to attain. Right? That was something we had to come into the understanding of. So we are not trying to attain awakening, right? And if we are not seeking to attain it, then we would not expect anyone or anything else to try to attain it, right? So those things, once pondered and understood, would lead you to the very clear understanding that there are no people here to wake up. And there are no people here to be awakened. Right? Just the spiritual understanding. There is only one, and there are no persons. You are not a person. No one is a person. So, what is taking place? What is taking place? Well, what is the only presence? Myself. I am the only presence. Consciousness. Awareness. Source. Supreme. That's what is present, the essence of being. So then what is happening? It is you. That is present. And you are either aware of self-being as consciousness, or you are not. But not being fully aware, I am the divine presence, the one essence, I am that. Does not make you a person. It doesn't make anyone a person. You can think of any of the forward activities coming through a form, and the form is labeled this name and that name and that name and that name, and there is still no person there. There was no person that performed horrible things. It was the ignorance of knowing who I am that brings such causes. Okay. So when we believe we are seeing someone who seems to appear to you that he is or she is asleep or needs to wake up, or we have a feeling we want to reach out and help make them better or give them some of our spiritual wisdom to help them wake up. That too is only the one presence. And what is really being seen is something called a personal belief system at work. We are still seeing person where there is only your own pure presence of conscious awareness. Okay, so far. So in those times of the thoughts and the thinkings and following the thoughts that there's someone there that needs to wake up, or how can I help that person wake up and have a better life? That is your personal belief system. And that is what we would look at. That is what we would recognize. Oh, wait a minute. This is a perpetuation of separation. I'm awakening. You need help. It is quite natural in us, it seems, to want to reach out and help others. And there's nothing wrong with that. But first, step back. First, recognize what is truly there. And that is the help, the recognition of what is truly there. That's the grace. That's the blessing. That's the unconditional love in expression, the recognition of self when it looks like it's an other. So for us to see clearly, we need to see that. We need to see what is taking place when we see and believe the labels. We need to recognize that we are seeing from a belief system and not recognizing the truth of what is truly there. And what is truly there is yourself, your pure self, absolutely pure and perfect. And that is the healing help, the recognition of the perfection and the purity of the presence that is there. Not the labels, not the appearances, but the truth of what is there. So until the full recognition of self, for us to see clearly, we take a breath, we rest back in the heart, and we look again from there. Now, the more you recognize the reality of your being, the more you live out from truth, the more you are going to recognize yourself as everything. It starts within you. It's not looking at an appearance and then trying to get some kind of innate image or belief going so that you can see the God in another. No, that will be a reflection. The God that you are is reflected in the eyes of that other. Okay? So when we live from the heart, meaning when we live what we are, when we are living that truth, then we are living in a state of compassion. We are living as the very presence of unconditional love. Now, in living this compassion and love, we remain silent. And we become a listener, so to speak. We recognize that there's nothing there but the one self. The only self, myself. So when you are hearing the stories, you are recognizing that all is consciousness, which is the one self. You give a listening ear in humble recognition that consciousness alone is there, no matter what the appearance. And the appearances will often be seemingly contrary to what is there. And you must see past that. It is in this state of recognition. You are the conscious presence of self-realization. So again, it comes back to us seeing clearly that there are no people that have to awake or that have been awakened. It is the presence that it's present that comes into the conscious realization, I am consciousness. I'll take a breath. Letting go. Letting go. So there's really nothing to do but be as you already are. And that's not doing, that's being. The healing grace for family and friends are seeing that there is only the one presence there. So as the infinite presence of conscious awareness, we obviously have awareness of things, objects, and feelings and sensations. Those are all objects to awareness. But spiritual awareness is self-awareness. And we come into the knowingness when we are resting in the heart, when the mind is resting in the heart, when You are being that stillness and silence that is the nature of self. Okay. So, take a breath. Okay. So, how is everyone doing today? All right, how you doing with that? Any comments or some questions? I think it's something that everyone is probably familiar with in one way or another.
Thank you. It is good to be reminded. And
Go ahead.
to know that about everything I experience, same with my body. You were asking how we are today. So I feel a little bit sick in my stomach, but I can recognize it's the same presence and but it was really good to hear that also for the people I have to deal with, because yeah, they indeed seem to have a big problems, and I'm working as a social worker at school. So yeah, I realized that I usually am not in this awareness when I talk to them.
So one of the things that you could do before your meeting is to take that breath and get into the stillness and recognize only God will be present here in this room. That's all that can be present. And bring yourself into that awareness consciously before your meeting, before they come into the room, and get yourself into that state of realization. That can be helpful. It's like when you make a phone call or when you're answering a telephone call, there should be that immediate recognition only God can be calling, or only God can be calling God. If make and you make that realization, you sit with that for a moment and you come looking then from the heart and not the head.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ingrid.
Mary, it's Kate.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You did an amazing presentation. Is that the right way? You took your time and you explained it so well, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you.
And while I see how I keep myself separate when I am interacting at times. It really just, I don't know, I guess the more we see it, the more we see it, and the more we can be our truth.
Oh, the appearance of
The pier, yeah.
unawakened.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, the more you see it is also part of that belief system that there are actually people that need to be awakened. So you have to look to the belief system. Okay. So in looking at you shine that light on that belief system. And then that begins to dissolve. It just dissolves on its own because it cannot stand in the light of truth. And the truth being that only God consciousness, God reality, or God awareness is there. And if that has to be a little mantra for a while, let it be a little mantra for a while until it settles in
That's good, yeah.
and it becomes a stabilizing help for you.
That's great, thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Whatever works, that too will go away when it's no longer needed. But in the meantime, if it is a helpful thing, then use it as part of a practice until that practice dissolves away because it's no longer needed. Okay. It's like you may use a diagram to tie your shoes, but you didn't need that diagram for the next 40 years. You needed it for a short time, and then it was
Right.
no longer necessary. The knowingness was fulfilling itself in you.
I keep thinking There's the problem right there. I keep thinking that I'm supposed to see some oneness. That's where I go. That's my mind telling me, I think.
Exactly. Because if you're not seeing the oneness that you are, that knowingness will not be reflected back to you.
Okay, I
You're
got you.
having, you're having reflected what you're holding as truth. So the wanting to see something out there already says there's separation here. There's me over here, and I want to see something over there.
Yes. Yeah.
But a mirror can only reflect what's being presented to it. So I can't put a melon in front of a mirror and expect to see the image of an apple. It's only going to reflect what is presented.
Okay. So by using that mantra, only God is here, even though I don't see it, it starts to.
Right. And it's not like, okay, some folks use mantras to quiet the mind, and when you stop the mantra, the mind is still very, very active.
Right.
When I say use it as a mantra, I'm meaning to sit in the silence, sit in the stillness, and recognize only God is here, and use that when the mind begins to pull you into the appearances. That's a callback. No, only God is here. And you come back to the heart. And then mind wants to pull you into an appearance again. And you, no, only God is here.
Thank
It's like you are teaching the mind, not out there, stay here. You not a mind to teach,
you. No,
but
but
it's a helpful tool that when you are being drawn into the appearances, it's like seeing the red flag. If you can't see the red flag waving when you're being pulled into the appearances, take a breath. Or no, only God is here. Only God is here. And then you take that and you come into that silence. You literally bring thoughts to a stop, to a quietness. And actually the thoughts begin to change. Okay.
yeah.
So only use it as a tool, not don't let the tool use you.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. So you might want to take some time and contemplate what is conscious awareness? What is it exactly? Because that's what I am, but what is it? And as long as we're here, we're going to be aware, as I said, of objects. And everything except my own being is an object. I'm the only non-object present. So Again, conscious spiritual awareness, spiritual conscious awareness is self-awareness. And then, like I said, of course, we have the awareness of things and feelings and sensations. But when we speak of conscious awareness or God awareness, that is speaking of self awareness, aware of the self that I am, that is the infinite presence. So you might want to contemplate exactly where you are in that definition of conscious awareness or spiritual awareness or God awareness. And remember, in your contemplation, you are using the mind. That's what it's for. So, any more questions? Oh, I wanted to get back to what you said, Ingrid. When I said, "How is everyone doing?" Okay. There was no inference there in regard to how is the body. I said, how are you doing today? And you is God, not body. We said that in the very beginning when the term you is used, it is meaning God. It is meaning awareness. It is meaning consciousness. So it is the God that is present saying the words, how am I doing today? Okay. So you are God. You equals God. It does not equal body. It does not equal mind. Does not equal anything of a visible, objectified nature at all. You means God. It is I, God, speaking to myself. God. Okay. So that is something to take in and rest with it for a little bit. You does not mean person. You does not mean body mind. You does not mean anything that can be identified in any way. You means God. One presence, only one, not two or even one and a half, just one. Just one present here, and that is you. You are the presence that is here. Okay? I didn't want that one to slip by me. I wanted to make a note on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love.
We all need that reminder.
You is God. You
Yeah.
equals God.
Thank you. Sometimes I make a slip too.
So now we know it's a trick question.
Are you ready for your test today? We're having a pop quiz.
U equals. It's the mathematician in you, Mary.
Yeah. Okay. Any more comments or questions today? Okay.
Thank you, Mary, so much.
You're welcome, love. So we're going to call this one finished for today. And always, if you have questions that you hadn't thought of while we were together on the Zoom, please just email me and have a chat with me. We can work on them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let us
Thank
pray.
You.
Thank you. Most beloved self, here and now, I am the one presence. Only oneness is, and I am that. I rest in the vastness of being. I rest in the reality and truth that is myself. I am peaceful, happy, and free. Amen. Om Namaste.